Go ahead and get started. I want to welcome everybody to our city council meeting tonight. It is Monday, June 9th, 5:30, so I'll open the meeting at this time. I want to welcome all of our visitors, staff, council. Thank you all so much for being here. Look forward to the agenda this evening. First item that we have is our invocation. I'd like to see if Councilman Suri wouldn't mind leading us in our invocation this evening.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings and the gifts you give us with this community of Woodway. We thank you for the steadfast service of council members, first responders, city staff, all employees and volunteers who work to make this city better. Mm-hmm. Lord, as we gather at this point to tackle the city's business, we ask that you instill in us a sense of grace, a sense of humility, and deep purpose and sense of service to both this city and its citizens. For all these things, we ask your blessings. It is in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Councilman. Okay, now if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. All right, moving on, we are in our public comment time. City Council would like to invite citizens to address the council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings. Those are going to have their own separate time. Comments that are related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to no more than 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, we ask that you please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your cooperation and understanding. There is a timer up here on the screen behind us so you know how much time you'll have left. All right, the podium is now open for anybody who would like to address council. Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Richard Maker. I live in Woodway.
I want to address the people that you do not have to give your address. I've been saying that for 2 years. The state agrees with me, the state attorney.
Last two city meetings, I've spoke about 13749 Harvard having a swim business. And at the time, there were seven autos parked in front of their home around a dangerous curve. The fire hydrant in front of their home has been painted. It took about a year for the city to get around to do it. And that's great that it's done. But the other day, I left the home and there was a car parked in the fire lane. Maybe 15 minutes or so I got back, the car was still in the fire lane, so I called the PD. The PD eventually got out there. He came down to my house and he said, I want to talk to you and let you know what happened. He said, there were no cars there. Well, there were three cars, but they were further down. No problem. After continued talking with him for a while, not to throw the police officer under the bus, but he said, well, the car was there in the fire lane. And I think the person was working with a disabled child. So I did nothing. No citation was ordered, even though they were parked in the fire lane. So I have brought up here, and I've never got a response from the city, so I'm asking a response. Do the people at the home, do they have a certified lifeguard? Do they have an AED on hand in case of a child drowns and one is needed? And with the people there, do they provide a lavatory? Because we see people just with their car doors flung open and changing diapers as we have to work our way around them. Changing subjects, I know that a city council member who as a developer who has been building in Tanglewood Subdivision. He's had four roll-off dumpsters. The city has told us that we cannot have roll-off dumpsters unless you go through the city to get them. These are independent dumpsters. There's been one at the TNB Bank, three at the subdivision, now a fourth one. You want us to follow the rules? Well, I think you should enforce the rules too for others. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, next please. Hello.
My name is Amanda Schroeder. I live at 12004 Sequoia Lane. City Council members, I want to thank you for your time this evening. My name is Amanda. My husband and I live in Woodway with our two sons who are 3 and 5. Today I represent a growing number of families in the Tanglewood Estates development who are deeply concerned about the direction that our neighborhood is taking. We want to urge the City Council to take a closer look at the proposed expansion of the Tanglewood development. And I was supposed to tell you the agenda item, but I don't remember what one it is. But it's on the agenda today, so sorry. I just want you to guys help us pressure the developers to provide the premium development that they advertise to us. When my family chose to build our home in Woodway, we weren't just building a house, we were investing in a community. We bought our lot across from what was promised to be a 3-acre park in what was marketed as a premier development. Parks, walking trails, and green spaces, these were all listed on marketing materials. Spaces where our kids could explore, ride bikes, watch butterflies. Those aren't just perks, they're promises, and those are promises that haven't been kept. The developer has quietly removed all mention of walking trails from their website, and when we've asked them directly about it, we were told that the neighborhood sidewalks are the walking trails. Sidewalks are a basic requirement of any neighborhood in the modern world. It's not a premium amenity. The response shows exactly what's wrong. They know that they're cutting corners and they're hoping that no one will notice. What was once called a park on their advertisements is now being noted as a quote-unquote green space, a vague, unlandscaped patch of weed with no benches, no shade trees, no playgrounds, no trails. That's not a park. That's not what we were sold. And to be specific, their advertisements mentioned parks and green spaces. So even the developer knows that those are two separate things. let's see. And yet the developer has raised our POA dues this year by 36% and has made it clear that they have no intention of fulfilling the original vision that they marketed and sold to the Tanglewood residents. We are now nearing the same monthly dues as other HOAs in the Woodway area who have clubhouses, pools, and more. And if you'd like, I'd be happy to tell you those numbers. Let me be clear, though. I'm not asking for anything extra. I'm not asking for a pool or a clubhouse. I'm simply asking for what was promised, a true park with benches, recreation, trees, thoughtful landscaping, a walking trail that gives my family and others a chance to walk together safely and away from the street. Here's why this matters to you. If Woodway wants to attract young families, the very people who will actively participate in the community, my child is up at the Woodway Family Center right now doing golf camp, and shop at your local businesses, then we must be able to trust that developers approved by this city reflect the values and the quality that Woodway stands for. Allowing a developer to promise one thing and then deliver another damages the trust and damages the reputation and desirability of Woodway.
Thank you, Mrs. Schroeder. That's time.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Anybody else, please? Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good evening. My name is Jean Surrey. I live at 7717 East Fairway. I would like to express my displeasure with the behavior of two council members at the Parks and Rec Commission's meeting on May 22nd. David Keeston and David Russell, after already having opportunity to speak during public comment, continued to try to speak out during the agenda items when they were trying to have their meeting. I'm disappointed that we have city leaders that would disrespect the board's time and the rules of conduct. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else, please? All right, there being none, thank you very much for your comments. We really appreciate the opportunity to hear from you. All right, moving on to our presentations. Item number four is presentation of Yard of the Month for June. So let's see, is Ms. Clay here? Ms. Clay, are you here? Hello. Welcome. Hello, welcome. Come on up. Congratulations. Do we have a picture of this beautiful yard?
Yes.
Awesome. Chief, I'll let you tell us about 9005 Tree Line.
Yes, so we received several recommendations and also several individuals who nominated homes for best home yards in Woodway, and you were the winner.
So
awesome.
These beautiful children helped out a lot.
We have a birthday girl today. This is a big
deal.
I was so excited. I had the code enforcement lady when she came.
All right, so who we got here?
This is Clay, Callie, and Evie.
Awesome. Clay?
My mom's name is actually G. So we all live together.
The word.
But she says she didn't know the word, so we all live together.
Okay, I'm sure we typed it up right.
No, you're good. I'm Whitney Ellis.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're so happy to give you this award here. This is the Yard of the Month Award for June 2025, awarded to Jan Clay at 9005 Tree Line. Thank you for your outstanding contribution to help make the city of Woodway beautiful. So,
Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Happy birthday. There you go.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, kids.
Wonderful. I'm so glad we brought that award back. That is so much fun.
Yes. You know,
awarding people who make it Woodway so great. Okay, the next one I've been looking forward to all weekend long. This is the presentation of Valor Award to the Woodway Public Safety Department First Responders. So, Chief, I'm going to pass it on to you. Very excited about this one.
Yes, sir. Thank you. If I can have our three recipients come out here. We have Sergeant Sean Stevens, Corporal Jacob Cantor, and Assistant Dispatch Supervisor Dylan Eckert. On April...
Don't be shy.
One thing about first responders, they don't like attention. In April, we had a really, really big fire off of Bosque, and that fire was called in on a Saturday morning, if I remember correctly. And we have a short video play of it. It's very quick, it's about 30 seconds, but it's just a good demonstration of A, their resilience and their fight, and B, the public safety model that we like to represent in this department. So, Ms. Barkley, if you would. She said she was trying, but I could still hear her inside the house.
The roof.
The decision was made to bend the roof in order to make sure the fire
210-9, you said the house was clear?
I've got an extra objection of the house. It's clear now.
Fire has been knocked down.
Simple. Fire knocked down.
Fire was knocked down. The damage to the building, to the home, was just one room, luckily. Because of their quick action, I'm sure you've seen those Christmas trees that light up, right? In 2 minutes, the whole house. Those first golden minutes are so important. So the fact that they got in there and got in the fight and were able to do that initial attack made the whole difference, made the entire difference. So I wanted to present them a couple of things and also just give them a little bit of appreciation. Do y'all have family?
Yes.
Do you introduce them?
Do you have family introduce them? I have my family back there. It's my sister with her new baby.
First and foremost, Assistant Supervisor Dylan Eckert. Due to the actions taken on April 12, 2025, you have been awarded the Chief's Valor Award.
So Donna is happy with me. You have been awarded the Chief's Valor Award presented at our City Council meeting on June 9, 2025. These actions included the incredibly quick and concise information gathering illustrated during the 911 call received. You're able to decipher and comprehend the calls for help from a victim who was difficult to understand due to smoke inhalation. Furthermore, you're able to dispatch officers accurately during the chaotic scene unfolding over the phone and also give instructions to the victim repeatedly to exit the premise. Lastly, during the battle to save the home, you are constantly checking in on your officers' safety and assisting in contacting support for the victim and her family, and this is true valor. Your actions illustrated the valor necessary to be part of our elite organization, and I have no doubt you will continue to carry on the legacy of those valiant dispatchers who came before you. So Dylan Eckert, congratulations.
Thank you.
If you ask any one of these gentlemen, they'll tell you it's not a big deal. Like, they didn't think they did anything. That's the wild thing. I'm like, hey, you did something really profound and great, something to be proud of. This is a plaque for you. I know you don't wear these, but I feel like you still deserve it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Second, I'd like to present Sergeant Stevens with his award, which reads a little differently than a dispatcher, as one would assume. Due to the actions taken on April 12, 2025, you've been awarded the Chief's Valor Award presented at our City Council meeting at 6-9-2025. These actions included life safety measures to include the evacuation of individuals within the home during a fire which had encompassed a main room and was quickly spreading. Furthermore, your leadership during the heat of battle was illustrated not only through your guidance to your other officers, but also by your willingness to be on the front lines. You and your team made it possible to save the home and minimize the damage. You stayed in the fight until the occupants were safe and the home was saved. This is true valor. Valor is defined as courage and boldness, as in battle or bravery. Your actions in quickly responding to the call without hesitations illustrated the valor necessary to wear the prized uniform of Woodway Public Safety Department. I have no doubt you'll continue to carry on the legacy of those valiant officers who came before you and wore that uniform. Congratulations.
As you can see by his bling over here, he is already a recipient of a life-saving award for placing tourniquets on an individual who was in critical condition and ended up living. So another thing that he is a recipient of, and due to the matters of that call, we couldn't come to y'all and make it really public, but it was an amazing response. So this is your award, this is your pin, just added to the many, many awards that you always receive. And here is this for your personal. And lastly, Corporal Cantor. Corporal Cantor was the individual on the fire truck. His response time was 93 seconds from when the call came out to when the call neared. Corporal Cantor, due to the actions taken on April 12, 2025, you have been awarded the Chief's Valor Award presented at our City Council meeting on June 9, 2025. These actions included life safety measures to include the evacuation of individuals within the home during a fire which had encompassed a main room and was quickly spreading.
Furthermore, your quick response with E1 and subsequent work when arriving on scene made it possible to save the home and minimize the damage. You stayed in the fight until the occupants were safe and the home was saved, and this is true valor. Your actions in quickly responding to the call without hesitation illustrated the valor necessary to wear the prize uniform of the Woodway Public Safety Department, and I have no doubt you will continue to carry on the legacy of those valiant officers who came before you and wore that uniform. So congratulations, Corporal Keane. As you can see, Corporal Cantor has a Valor Award already for actions on the fire at the condominiums on Western Oaks. If you remember in July, those. He happened to be the engineer on that one as well with incredibly quick response time, evacuated 5 units, even animals, everybody was saved. And that was primarily because of him and his shift's quick response to that as well. So, Mayor, if you don't mind.
The best.
Yeah, appreciate
one more
it.
Time
you.
For these guys.
Congratulations.
That's great, isn't it? The best of the best. Thank you so much, Chief. Really appreciate that. And thank you to those heroes for all that they did. Okay, we're moving on to item number 6, the individual item that we have for discussion, consideration, and or action. And Council, City Manager Nylett is off today. So we have Assistant Manager Rogers with us tonight. And so happy to have you. Thank you for being here. And so just in case you were wondering, Mr. Nylett is off today. Okay, item number 6 is discussion and consider action on approval of final plat for Tanglewood Estates Addition, Phase 2, Lots 6 through 21, Block G, Lots 2 through 26, Block H, Lots 1 through 8, Block L, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being part of those tracts of land described as Tract 6, 79.15 acres, in a deed to WDA Development, LLC, as recorded in McLennan County Clerk's Document 20180044087 of the official public record of McLennan County, Texas. So could I get a motion to discuss this item?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you, gentlemen. Mrs. Rogers, over to you, please.
Yes, thanks, Mayor and Council. The applicant, Jason Meek, submitted a final plat for Tanglewood Estates Addition and was asked to be here to answer any questions. We also have city staff here to answer any questions. And it should be noted that Planning and Zoning Commission took action on May 27th of 2025 and recommends to the City Council that the final plat of Tanglewood Estates Addition Phase 2 be approved.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Rogers. Mr. Davison, good evening.
Good evening, Council. I'm just kind of here to answer any questions. This is a plat for the next phase of Tanglewood Estates. There are 47 lots being added to the subdivision. It's one street being completed, basically a loop. I think the whole plat's in your packet. Construction plans are there as well. There are some streets, sewer, water, wastewater.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do we have ample sewer and water for this development?
Yes, sir. When it was originally platted or plant, the PUD was approved, adequate sewer was tested at that time. So, yes, sir.
I have a question. Are the amenities in the, I guess, the deeds to each property that are in the other phases as well, are they all the same?
It's my understanding, yes. The amenities that are being offered to the developer, or to the homeowners from the developer, are part of the PUD.
Yeah, I guess, based upon what we heard from one of the speakers earlier, it seems as though some of those amenities weren't followed through on, or promises weren't kept, so to speak. And I'm wondering if the same promises are being made in this new phase or development?
I'm not privy to what promises are being made from the real estate side of this because it's not something that we enforce or involved with, unfortunately, but based off the story you're telling, possibly.
Thank you.
I see there's a park that looks quite large, 225 feet by, looks like another couple hundred feet, kind of in a corner. When they say park, they don't have to put in playground equipment or whatever by our ordinance, is correct?
I mean, correct. There's no park requirement in our ordinances anymore. When they put in the PUD, they dedicated some lots for park. You're correct.
But it can be just open land.
It's just an empty lot. You are correct. It's that's like a one-acre track back there in the corner, or it's a lot, actually, they're creating.
It's in the front corner.
Yeah, you're right, front corner.
But the difficulties that the homeowners are talking about, we just don't have ordinances.
Correct.
To go after those situations.
Now, I would say eventually the homeowners will be the HOA. Because they will take, what's my understanding of how this one works is like how most HOAs work is that currently the developer owns the majority of the land.
Is that why it's PA?
I think they've called it a POA, which is a property owners association, a homeowner association. But as the property is sold to the various homeowners, they will eventually become a majority holder and they will take ownership. And then they will have the control to put in park at some point.
I guess they would control the monthly fees to cover expenditures.
All of that. I mean, that's typical for HOAs, is my understanding. I know when I lived in one in Dallas, that's exactly how it worked. I was there when the developer sold his enough lots, and he was happy to get rid of it. He wanted the homeowners to come in and take over, and we had to form a board and have, management. And so then we made those decisions on HOA fees and who was managing it and things like that. So.
But the POA is just because the developer owns the majority of the land.
I think that I haven't read their covenants to that level of detail. I know that they call it a POA instead of an HOA. I don't really know why, but I know one of the property owners that live there came and explained to me and said it's a property owners association, not a homeowners association. I don't know if it's just a name thing or if there's actually logistics behind that.
But for the scope of this item, Tanglewood has met the requirement as set forth by the city.
That's correct. We're recommending approval.
Stop, because we don't have an ordinance to stop it.
Yeah.
So, from that standpoint, I think I've had probably the same ones that's talked to you, talked to me, and upset about the fact that they don't have the votes, as homeowners. But
not yet. It's my understanding.
But it sounds like they will.
Yes. So, I think the covenants lay all that out. It's my understanding.
Right. Okay. But, so far as what I think we all agree on, there's no ordinance that says
That's right.
No.
That's right.
If there was a no vote, it would just be kind of in a protest, but there would be kind of protesting us more than them from the standpoint that we don't have an ordinance for that. So, I don't see any reason we can say no to this. I'm sure that there's enough votes to pass it.
We're legally obligated.
That's my understanding. Yes, a technically correct plat has to be approved anyway. There's no reason to not approve this.
Yeah.
Looks like PNZ gave it its blessing too unanimously, which is great. And Mitch, you and your team have reviewed all the requirements for it.
So. That's correct. We'll recommend approval as well.
Yeah.
There was a very good speech in PNZ about this issue, but he went ahead and voted for the same reason we have to vote for it, because there's no legal reason we can do anything about it. But I recommend if anybody has heard the recording, it's a good one that basically talks about, hey, we don't have an ordinance to stop this.
Yeah. We're just staying on the scope here. So I think that's all we had for you, Mitch. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Any questions, council, for staff? Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. There being no further discussion, I will entertain a motion on item 6, please.
I'll make a motion that we accept item 6.
Okay, so the motion is to approve the final plat?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you.
You can give it to Ken.
All right. Yeah. Ms. Barkley, Mr. Suri seconded that item, so seconded that motion. So I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Okay, that was our only item for consideration. We'll now move on to the consent agenda. Items 7A through B are the items on our consent agenda. And are there any items, Council, that you'd like removed for separate discussion? All right, there being none, I will move to item number 8, discussion, consider action on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. Appreciate that. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. Very good. We are now out of consent agenda, moving into the city manager and council reports. Item number 9 is the city manager's report. So, Mrs. Rogers, if you'd like to give us any updates or briefings, that'd be great.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I do have several updates for y'all. The 2025 Summer Concert Series kicks off tomorrow evening at Whitehall Patio at 7 p.m. with Sammy Brown as the artist. The full list of concerts is posted on the Discover Woodway website and on social media platforms. You'll soon hear it advertised on the radio as well, and we have a commercial coming up on KXXV. The city offices will be closed next Thursday, June 19th, for Juneteenth observation. Public safety will be open for any emergency calls, though.
All right.
Public safety has 3 applicants who have made it to the final round of hiring for the remaining open positions. If all 3 are offered and accept a position, our public safety department will be fully staffed for the first time in 15 years.
Wow.
So that's a big deal.
Good luck,
yes.
Good luck.
Appreciate the positive vibes.
Man, what will that feel like to be fully staffed?
Ask them. The troops are taking it.
Amazing.
Chief, now instead of having a 1-minute call time, we want that to be 45 seconds.
Looking negative, actually.
Yeah. Negative call time.
Not suspicious at all.
Be there before it comes.
We're getting into pre-crime here, aren't we?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Also have an update on the Bosque well. All the repairs have been completed and the well is back in service.
Great.
Awesome. Awesome. Great news.
Good. And the final announcement, the council agenda packets are now available on the website starting with today's meeting. Thank you, Donna, for making that happen.
Yes.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
And where can citizens find those on the website?
So,
go ahead.
Okay, that'll be on, so if you'll go to the woodwaytexas.gov and you'll go to government and city council where there's the agenda and the minutes, you'll see now agenda packets. And so you'll just click
under
on there
brand
and,
under
yeah, and you'll be able to view the whole
yeah.
thing. So.
Yeah, they look good.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you, staff, for doing that. Now the entire packet, the same information that council receives, will be available for the public to review, and that's available on our website. Thank you.
Yep.
Great job.
Thanks.
Was that everything?
That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, item number 10, city council reports. Does anybody have any updates for us from their liaisons? I saw that the PNZ meeting was canceled for tomorrow.
Yes,
is that still
correct.
The case?
We had Parks and Rec. Everybody is aware that the Parks and Rec Commission voted to 3-2 to raise the old family center.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of conversation about that. It was a highly contentious meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of thoughts, but at the end of the day, that was the vote, and we'll have an opportunity to discuss that soon.
Great. Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Whitby. Okay, anybody else? Youth Commission doesn't meet during the summer. Is that right,
well,
Mr. Suri?
I don't know, actually.
Oh.
I was told you get a letter, right, to let you know when it's happening?
Well, yeah, I usually get an agenda prior to each, hopefully, meeting, so I'll follow
no
up on that.
Summer.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't meet till August.
They won't meet till
August.
Okay.
Need to round up some more anyhow.
So. We're looking for 6?
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, 6, and we just, I think we have 8 right now.
Okay. So, visitors and guests, if you know any seventh graders, and above who would like to serve on our youth commission, please send them our way. We're in pretty desperate need of those youth commission members.
Yeah, it's a great group.
Six spots to fill. Yeah. It's great. Both my daughters are on it. They love it. We just need more to sign up. So help us out if you can. Thank you. Okay, anything else before we wrap up here? Everybody good? Awesome. Well, then let's do adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. We are adjourned at 6:06 p.m. We will see everybody back here on July 14th. Thank you all very much. Have a good night.